Remember the Sufferings of Christ. A reading from two sections of Journey to Heaven by St. Tikhon of Zadonsk. Chapter 14. Remembrance of the Divine Passion. Think on the Sufferings of Christ. A real and powerful encouragement in the struggle against sin, and in the holy and Christian life, is the contemplation of the sufferings of Christ. Of this the Apostle says, "And if ye call on the Father, without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's works, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish or spot. Look, O Christian, at that by which you were delivered from sin, the devil, hell, and eternal death, not by any perishable substance, but by what? By the most precious and priceless blood of Christ, the Son of God. Then, of your own will, do you will not to sin and to offend Christ, your great benefactor, with sin, and so cast yourself again into that very misfortune from which Christ delivered you by his most bitter suffering? This is as though someone who loved and pitied you delivered you from fire, or drowning, or captivity, or death, or prison, or some other such misfortune, and of your own will you gave yourself up again to that same misfortune. That is what you do when you sin, and through sin you give yourself over to the devil again and cast yourself into eternal destruction. Sin is sweet to man, but its fruits are bitter and heavy, eternal death, for the wages of sin is death. In the same way, the treasure of eternal salvation was bought for us by nothing else but by the very blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is far more precious than the whole world, more than heaven and earth and the fullness thereof, because it is eternal and full of every good thing, eternal and incomprehensible, and it was purchased at an immeasurable price. Christ, the Lord of glory and God, obtained it for us by his own blood. Then do you wish to lose so great and incomprehensible treasure by your own will? Christ snatched you out of destruction as he is almighty, and gave you eternal blessedness as a precious pearl. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep the faith, then, and guard it against your enemy the devil, who desires and attempts to seize it away from you and make you his captive. Struggle against this enemy. Consider, then, the suffering of Christ, and it will teach you every virtue. Chapter 15. Imitation of the Life of Christ. In order to correct yourself and become a true Christian, that is Christ's, set the holy life of Christ before the eyes of your soul, and look upon it often and imitate its example. And even though your heart, corrupt as it is, does not wish it, force and convince yourself to imitate the beautiful virtues of Christ. You look into a mirror so that you may know what is in your face, whether there are any blemishes in it, and having seen blemishes, you cleanse them. Let the immaculate life of Christ be a mirror to your soul. Look into it often and know what is in your soul. Does it desire the same things that Christ desires? And does it do what Christ did when he lived on earth? And in it, you will see what is contrary to the life of Christ, and you will cleanse it all like blemishes with repentance and contrition of heart. Christ the Lord despised honor, glory, and riches in this world, though he was able to have everything as the master of all. Do you not seek honor, riches, and glory in this world? Christ lived on earth in humility. Do you not live in pride and pomp? Christ was loving and compassionate. Do you not hate and harbor malice against men like yourselves? Christ, being reproached, reproached no one. Do you not reproach anyone that in any way reproaches you? And worse than that, do you not reproach him who in no way reproaches you? You are a so-and-so. You are a swindler. you are a spendthrift, you are a thief, and so on. Christ was meek to all his revilers. Do you not revile those who revile you? Christ got revenge on no one, though he was able to destroy all his enemies in the wink of an eye. Do you not get revenge for any offense against you? Christ endured all things. Do you not complain and curse in any misfortune and suffering that comes your way? So compare your soul with the life of Christ, and as you set your face before a mirror, set your soul before the mirror of the immaculate life of Christ, and take every care to correct and go after whatever you may see that is opposed to it. If you do so, then I assure you that day by day you will become better, for it is impossible for him who looks often into that immaculate mirror not to correct himself. Whoever truly wishes to be with Christ must follow after him. Whoever wishes to be like Christ in glory must be like Christ in the present life. Not in vain did Christ say, "I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me." Consider these words carefully, and you will know and acknowledge to yourself that whoever wishes to be saved and enter into Christ's heavenly kingdom must follow him. Whoever wishes to follow Christ into eternal life must follow him with faith and love in this life, and whoever wishes to come into Christ's eternal kingdom must go by way of Christ. There is no other way there. Note what Christ says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life." The sheep here signify true Christians that obey his holy teaching and live as he taught, and that follow him with faith, humility, love, and patience, and so he shall lead them that follow him into eternal life. Consequently, they that do not hear his voice or his holy teaching and do not follow him are not the sheep of Christ, and consequently, they shall not follow after him into eternal life. This is a fearful thing, O Christian, but true. Consider these words of Christ for yourself, and you will admit that it is so. Beloved Christian, you must go by the safe way if you wish to enter surely into eternal life. What is the safe way? Live in this world according to the example of the life of Christ. Then, live thus, and you shall be saved.